smoke rising from the center of the pines. They will find the cabin empty, having left it just in time. But you can't fool me, I know you are the one. As the fire splits the midnight and the blood drips on the snow, you'll be miles from suspicion and from everyone you know.
Run by the New Red Moons. Getting lost in the music there. Welcome to WUWM at Night.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
And I'm going to start by asking you guys to introduce yourselves, your name and the instrument that you're playing, please. We could start with you, Joe.
Hi, my name's Joe. I play the guitar and I sing.
And I'm Covey and I play the drums and sing backup.
I am the Jeff Brueggemann and I play bass and sing backup vocals.
You guys have been together since 2009?
Yes.
Sounds right.
If that's what we said, if that's what we wrote down, then yes.
Yeah. How did you guys get together?
Well, I was doing a solo project in 2008. I had a whole record made, but I didn't have anybody to play with live for the release show. And I had known both of these guys from various projects that we'd been in together, separately and together, if you know what I mean. So I said, hey, Covey. Hey, Jeff. Want to play the show? Okay. So they played it, and then we decided after a couple more shows that we should actually have a name and become a real band. And the New Red Moons were formed around those original songs that I had written.
And we're still working on being a real band.
Well, yeah, that. Yeah, we went from there.
And you came out with your first album in 2011, I think it was?
That's correct. Yeah. The self-titled. It was mostly stuff that, some of the stuff that I had written before the New Red Moons and some of it that we had written in the 2 years that we had been playing out. It was basically just trying to do our live show in the studio. Nothing fancy or tricky, just putting down the best tracks that we can. And
why is that important to you, to have that live sound, something that you can translate to a show?
Well, I feel like the heart of the New Red Moons, heart of any art, I think, is its limitations. And since we're a three-piece, I don't think we've ever tried to sound like a five-piece or a six-piece. Kind of sparse, you know, I don't try to fill up the space with a lot of power chords or anything on my guitar. So the idea of putting a bunch of overdubs, tons of vocals or three or four guitars, just it didn't seem like it would be us. You know, what's the point? We get lost. Everyone else sounds like that. So why don't we do what other people aren't doing? It was most comfortable for us too.
Yep, and cheaper.
Oh.
Less time in the studio.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I think the real magic happens when we play live together, and as much as possible, even on the recordings, we tried to play live with each other and not just, you know, record the drums to a metronome and then add bass and then guitar. And then, you know, we tried to come into the studio both with the first album and with our upcoming album with the songs ready to go and just, like Joe said, play the best we can play in the studio.
Absolutely.
And speaking of which, your new album, if I'm going to pronounce this correctly, is Mesmerisma.
Correct.
That's right.
That seems like the pronunciation we're going with at this point.
Yes. How would you pronounce it?
Oh, I don't want to try it.
Okay.
It's a French word.
There's too many real French speakers out there, so it's a French word, so take that as you will.
All right. And so the basic meaning of that word is animal magnetism? Is that the...
Yeah, animal magnetism, as a theory proposed by Franz Mesmer and like the... I want to say 1700s. Anyway, he thought you could actually find a liquid, like some sort of gland in people that produced animal magnetism. And he tried to put it in a bottle, basically. Obviously a terrible failure, but a lot of great things came out of it, including an awesome word. It's more than animal magnetism. It's like the ability through animal magnetism or charisma to gain power over someone else's will or to hold them like... mesmerized. So basically, yeah, that's it.
Why was it the title or why was it the theme that you wanted to go with this album?
Jeff?
That was the bass player's doing. I had a bunch of beers at home and I was searching Wikipedia for words because we were stumped. And I came across that and Covey was sitting next to me on the couch and I was like, whoa, what about this word, man? And then we started kind of looking at it, you know, and we're like, that's actually pretty cool. And that was kind
of... Yeah, we liked the aesthetic of the word, even if we can't pronounce it ourselves properly. Like, the way it looks written down is cool. I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, naming an album is, like, a ridiculous thing to have to do. You know?
It's such a responsibility.
We've been told that we have kind of an old-fashioned, like, vibe to our music, too. So I think it kind of fits in with that. You know, like, I could see, like, a... you know, a covered wagon selling Mesmerisma bottled up with like a wax cylinder of the New Red Moons or something.
Yes. Yeah. This is Cheating on You. Say the lion at your doorstep. Flying in the air, but you know there is no evil like a man who doesn't care. He's been running around with some floozy. He's been painting the town. Trouble he's getting in. been cheating on you. Yourself arrested on a charge called homicide. Your little six gun's been emptied, and it seems your love has died.
Cheating on You by the New Red Moons in the WUWM studio. And speaking of your sound, what do you guys go for as far as, do you just follow the kind of music that you enjoy, or is there a certain sound that you're really trying to achieve?
It's definitely like a, I think it's, we just follow our instincts. Like the for me at least, my influences are kind of subliminal. I don't think about, you know, oh, I'm going to crib this drum part from this song or something. It's just kind of like when I hear what Joe and Jeff do, then I do what I like to do. So I think, I mean, if anything, we just try to be, we just don't try. Mm. I mean, we just make the music that feels right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we all have a lot of different influences, mm-hmm. and grew up listening to different kinds of music. So I think it just kind of comes together in that way.
For example, who are some of your favorite artists that you've listened to over the years?
Well, I grew up listening to a lot of folk music, Woody Guthrie and Pete Seeger and the like, you know, mid-century old-time folk, like from, they were singing songs from the 20s, from the 10s, from the 1800s. And so that was the start, and then I got into a lot of 60s rock and roll, I guess. We love the Beatles. I think we all can say we love the Beatles pretty well.
Yeah.
Big influence. Also, I really enjoy The Doors, Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, and Radiohead. Those are probably my favorite bands. And then a lot of like solo artists too. So when I do the main songwriting, and so I guess I'm coming from that spot when I write songs, I don't think about it. Like Covey said, it's subliminal. You know, you just, whatever I've absorbed in my life up to this point comes out on the page. And I, especially with this album, I tried not to think about the end product. I think there's words, there's a melody on a page, and I brought it to these guys. And then their influences carried over into the arrangements. Hmm.
And on your website, you wrote that for this new album, there's more of a collaborative process than on the first one. Was that just because those were songs that were already more fully formed? And this time you're working the arrangements together more as a band?
Absolutely. I think mm-hmm. that's what it was. It's, you know, because about half the songs on the first album I had already arranged myself and put on a record with no constraints, because it was, I'm just putting on a record and it sounds nice. So I like 6-7 acoustic guitars, blah, blah, blah. You know, totally different sound. It was, even with a different arrangement, it was hard not to think about that. So I did a lot more telling, and you guys do this, and I would really like this.
Yeah, the bass player and drummer got bossed around a lot more during the first one.
I try not to be bossy now. So yeah, basically, when I wrote these new ones, it was, like I say, I consciously tried not to do much arranging in my head first, because we've grown together so much as musicians that, I mean, I wouldn't have them in my band if I couldn't trust them from the beginning, but like we've all, I think, grown to trust each other implicitly as far as musical choices and like just knowing what the other person is trying to say musically before they even quite perfect it. And I think these guys are masters of that, because I don't necessarily know how to say to do anything on drums. So I kind of just give some sort of vague outline and he fills in the rest with something that's completely unexpected, but just right and better than anything I could have thought of. And same with Jeff on bass, just amazing parts.
So how's it been like for you guys this time around with more collaboration in the mix?
Much more enjoyable process, even though it is like very labor intensive. Like Joe will bring a song for us to work on and it'll take a number of rehearsals. I mean, for me specifically, to be like, I think I hate this song. I hate it. And then after like the third or fourth time, I'm like, I think I'm starting to like this. And then eventually it's like, yeah, this worked somehow. Yeah. But it's like brutal, the process of trying to put all these pieces together and figure out what the pieces should even be, you know?
Mm. Yeah. I think it was a lot of fun collaborating more. Like on the first album, there were a couple songs that we wrote together,
mm-hmm.
and I felt like those were the strongest, at least though, performance-wise, we were strongest on those because Jeff and I had ownership over our parts and, you know, helped to kind of shape the thing. And I feel like,
yeah.
And this album, as a result, is a little more rock and roll, I guess, than the last one, maybe.
Definitely, definitely. But,
you know, that's Jeff and I both kind of grew up listening to rock music, so maybe that comes through more.
Can't help but rock and roll.
Some modern Sorry, kids in the rock and roll.
Since releasing your debut album, you've been traveling in wider circles. You've been traveling, doing more shows in Madison, Chicago, that kind of thing. As a Milwaukee band, what has it been like for you guys to expand? And how do you feel like your music, what's the reception in different areas, do you find?
Well, we've had really like a lot of, we've been welcomed in the Fox Valley area, I think. And playing outside of Milwaukee is nice sometimes, especially playing in cities that have smaller music scenes, because I think people appreciate that there is live music to go see on that given night, even if it's a weeknight. In Milwaukee, there's always a lot to do, so you have to fight to cut through the noise and cut through, you know, and you're, I don't want to say competing with other bands, but when you book a show, you're aware, oh, there's this really big show happening that night. Maybe it's not a good idea to try to take from their draw. But I feel like, I always feel very welcome when we play like in Oshkosh or Appleton or, you know.
Even Chicago too.
That's
people
always
have been
fun,
really
yeah.
cool in Chicago.
I mm-hmm. think there's a certain credibility that people give you when they find out that you're not from their town. Because they're like, oh, you're a Milwaukee band. Like you must be somebody in Milwaukee or, you know.
Yeah, because
you're the band that made it out of Milwaukee. Even yeah. I'm not trying to say like Milwaukee doesn't have a great music scene, because it does, but to people from the outside, they're like, oh, these guys are serious enough to hit the road, you know?
Yeah, we were able to buy a car. We don't tell them that it's not a touring van. It's two Honda Fits and just us.
Honda Fits. Caravan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting because I've spoken with other bands and some bands seem to have a feeling that, well, the more bands there are, the more of kind of a safety net there is. There's a nice community there and that's actually better and kind of a nice healthy competition. And for other people, it feels like, well, it's kind of, it makes it more difficult. So you guys kind of maybe in the middle there somewhere feeling like it's nice to get out of town, but it's great to have a good music scene here as well.
It's cool to play. My favorite thing about playing out of town is generally we're playing to an entirely new set of people. Whereas once you kind of develop a footing in Milwaukee, like the same people come out to your shows and you kind of, your thought as a musician is you're like hoping and praying that they're like bringing friends that haven't seen us, you know?
And that you get it right because they heard you last time. They know what it's supposed to be like, you know?
Yeah, it's like, that's why it's cool to get out of the city, is you just get all new faces.
Yeah.
And it's
not that we don't appreciate our Milwaukee fans. We do more than anything, but yes.
It's maybe a little freeing.
Yeah, it's really fun. Just like Jeff says, just meeting new people, you know, they're fans or the audience or whatever, but then you get off the stage and you get to talk to these people. And I think Covey mentioned it before, especially in smaller towns. People get really excited about coming up to shows. Maybe it's not 100 people, but the people who are there, you know, they didn't just bump into it. They're there because they heard about it and they want to come, and they don't know us, but they want to hear some music, and generally it's been a positive feedback. And mm-hmm. that's always great.
And you've been working on this album since about the fall of 2012, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So is it really great to get this out there and to be playing these songs live in front of people now?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's mm-hmm. the best. Yeah.
We decided to do vinyl this time, so we took some time to do a Kickstarter to raise the funds for it. But also we learned a lot about the process of making a vinyl record, which is pretty extensive.
Painstaking.
There's a lot of back and forth listening to, you know, lacquers, test lacquers, then they make plates, you listen to test pressings from the plates. And we didn't know how to gear our mixes or our mastering towards vinyl. Now we know.
And we know how long it takes.
We're really happy with the result. But
yes.
Next time we'll probably be able to turn around a record quicker.
Yes. Yes. slash not stop playing. We decided someone had that bright idea. I think it was this guy. we're going to hold back on playing, you know, because we're concentrating on the album. Well, then we're coming out with this one and getting little, telling people about it, you know, and our fans are like, oh, you guys are still around.
So, you guys are still a band?
We're never going to do that again. We're going to keep playing no matter when we record. Just keep playing because it was hard for me too, because this is my only project. These guys are in other illustrious Milwaukee bands, so they were playing all the time. But it's been just so magical to be able to play out again. A little bit nerve-wracking, but I think I'm back in the swing of it to some degree.
Back in the swing.
This next one's called Settle Down.
Settle Down by the New Red Moons. You have the vinyl release party this Friday, is that right?
Correct.
All right.
Correct. That's at Club Garibaldi. We're playing with the Union Suits. That's a great kind of country, alt-country rock band from Minneapolis.
Yep.
They're amazing, and we're playing with Stephen Luck. He's another great artist from Milwaukee. So they'll be playing with us. It's going to be a really nice show, I think.
Yeah, we're gonna
do our best.
We're going to try to set the mood maybe with some candles and, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to be a sitting down kind of show.
Yeah.
Probably. I don't know. People can do what they want. But
they can start sitting down, and then if they want to, like, kick the tables out of the way, that's fine. But, yeah.
Yeah, you never know where the night's going to go. It's Milwaukee.
And what else do you guys have lined up for the summer?
Well, on the 24th of July. Maybe I got that right. Yes, the 24th of July. We're playing down in Chicago. We're doing a Chicago release party. With our Kickstarter campaign, we have some Chicago friends, fans, supporters who supported us with the Kickstarter, and we promised, hey, we get this out, we'll definitely do a Chicago release show as well. So we are doing that. July 24th, we're playing with the Van Goghs. That's a great Chicago band, mm-hmm. friends of ours. And we're playing at the Abbey Room, Abbey Pub's Green Room. Sorry, that's a mouthful. Anyway, yeah. So it's a nice little space. I guess it's like 100 people capacity, so it's going to be really intimate. Mm. Very excited about that.
Yeah, we're cooking up some other stuff for Milwaukee too. In late September, so just keep an eye out.
We've got an August show as well, the Jazz Estate, and more about that as it happens. But we're definitely playing with Miles Coyne at the Jazz Estate, and I think the Thrift Tones are a go on that as well. So that another great show.
Just out of curiosity, off the air, we were talking about an interesting sailing adventure that Kavi had. I'm wondering if that might work its way into some songwriting in the future.
It might. Sorry, Raj. This is my older brother, who's the captain of the boat. But we went on a little bachelor party sailing trip for my younger brother. We were going to sail around Lake Michigan, and this was last week. We escaped that huge storm on Monday night. We made it into the harbor and then in Michigan. And then we kind of ran into some rocks on the way out of the harbor.
Whoops.
And we didn't take on water, but the boat had to be pulled out of the water, and we ended up just kind of hanging out on the beach. So I don't know. It was quite an adventure. There was the Coast Guard and life vests and using a stick to try to fend rocks.
Wow.
Away from the boat.
That sounds great.
Well, yeah. The first record we had a lot of water imagery, so maybe the next record we can, like, return to that.
Returning to the sea. There you go. And Kavi can write it all.
Yeah.
Just get shipwrecked a couple more times. We'll be fine.
Can I come?
Well, the New Red Moons, if people want to find out more about your gigs and your music, how would they do that?
Well, we've got one of those websites that you hear about. Pretty easy to get to. It's thenewredmoons.com. If you just typed in newredmoons.com, that would work too. Both go the same place. They have links to our Bandcamp website, which has all our music for streaming and for downloading. It has the new album, Mesmerisme, as well as our self-titled 2011 album, both for sale or for free streaming. It also has links to our blog, our shows, our Facebook page, all that stuff. So go to thenewredmoons.com.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. Really appreciate it. It's great to have you guys playing in the WUWM studios.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
This is Act of Creation. Thank you.
Swept out the door.